let's get to it.
Bring the pain.
What's up, everybody? This is Heat Overrod, and I'm ready to bring the pain for you and Dr. Rota this week. Oh, yeah. What's up, Dan? How you doing today, man?
What's going on, man? I'm all right. Just trying to get by, brother. Just trying to get by.
It's a Friday. I'm ready. So, of course, as everybody knows, it's the Fight Club of Pain. It is open. We are live. Ask us questions about UFC Sacramento. We're going to have free bets, parlays. Of course, the soup can of the week. The parlay of pain will be back. But we're going to have a lot to talk about. We have a lot of fun things. Some things from last week. We're going to focus on two things individually. Put that on things that make me a jerk. And do a what's cooking on that. And then also, we're going to cover three fights. But, man, this card's a little weird. Should have some good fights. But we can't disrespect some of the fights that we're going to get. Right, Dan?
Exactly. There's a lot of good names on this card. There's a lot of good fights. It's not one of my favorite cards of the year, but it'll do, I guess.
Yeah. And that's the best part about, you know, doing is that, hey, we get a little filler. Next week looks really good. We should be, but I mean, who's going to be watching it? Well, I guess people on the other side of the world will be watching it because it's 6 a.m. here in the States for Pudong, man. It's just not going to be. So next week, I'm not going to be giving out a lot of live bets on the line or on air or anything like that, but I'll wake up halfway through the event and then probably be around then. But man, sometimes those overseas events, it sucks because I can't get to watch them and I love watching them, man.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I have not watched one fight night this year. I watch the highlights. I do the research. And every Saturday I'm spending time with my wife and my kid and doing stuff. Yeah. And sometimes I just don't feel like parking in front of the TV and watching fights, man.
Yeah, no. And a lot of these fights, you can catch a good replay. You know, you get home late at night, you end up watching it, and then you'll let that. But that's, again, that goes back. You're one of the guys, you've said that vocally, that less events would mean more. And this is where it's oversaturated. And you're not the first person that I talk to that actually thinks that same thing. But that's all right. I mean, we get through it. I watch it. I like the content. I'm usually never doing anything on a Saturday night. Of course, I'm usually having a beer with my wife. So cheers to everybody out there watching this show. Gets one. And so that's how we spend it. And for me, I'll put this on in the background. I don't even have the volume up really too much. I kind of just watch what's kind of going on. And then we pop into our Guy Club Unity stream on Twitch. And we have ourselves a good Saturday night. But afternoon, it's cool. I'll go out and mow, come back in, watch the rest of it. But that, I can't do it. Like I said, that one time I had a terrible Saturday when I actually stayed up for that one China card. And I was done. I'll never do that again.
I remember when you did that.
Yeah, that was crazy. Like, and I was up late with the wife that night. We stayed up, and I was like, well, at this point, there it is. And she was like, I just remember going to the bathroom and waking up, and someone was getting knocked out. Oh, like, yeah, I know, because I was watching. All right, of course, like, follow, share, ask us questions. Of course, you want to get over and like and follow Dr. Roto on the YouTubes as well. And then get over to X Follow Dr. Roto, Heat Override. Of course, Chef Dan at Dan O'Grodney. You can look at the back. You can find them. You know how to do it. There's a whole bunch of things added to it. But also, what you can do too is follow Bring the Pain and Heat Override at YouTube. This is how you're going to get your show delivered. And that's going to be the best part because, you know, there's just things we got to do at different times. Football season. So drroto.com has a lot of football stuff content coming out right now. So on my format, the Bring the Pain Network, here we go. But at the same time, I want to make sure you get over to Dr. Roto. Use code 2026 and you will get 20% off the packages. So pick a package, 2026, get 20% off. You get the full package, of course, you get everything. You get Heat Overrides UFC stuff, the tennis wildness that I'm throwing in right there. You get Fuego Steve killing it with the WNBA. NBA is about to start. Kickman and Mark are about to be back for the NHL season. I throw my hands and dabble in that too. I really like the showdown slates for the NHL. But of course, NFL, I'm a beast. And our old contrarian show with Flago Steve coming back. I am so excited. There's so much going on. So that's why you have to hit the notification and you got to make sure you tell your friends about it, because I'm not a one-trick pony. We cover every sport at the site. I cover like everything. So you will get all of that if you follow me. Ooh, yeah. Just a little selfish plug, but you know.
Hey, sometimes you got to do that, man. I'm here missing a Steeler game right now.
I know. Well, let's get you through this. We'll have some fun talking about it. So let's get to what's cooking. Oh, yeah, the UFC 330 Insanity. Of course, we have Makhachev defeating Machado Gary. A lot of people think Machado Gary was looking up to him way too much, just buttering up to him, and that's why he just looked like a butter in the ring when he got rubbed all over.
I think Gary won that fight. I'm not going to lie. I watched it back. I think Gary won the fight. He won third, fourth, and fifth round.
A lot of people have said that, Dan. What, like, it was people had to look at Makhachev's face. Makhachev's face was messed up, and Gary looked just fine, right?
Yeah, Makhachev did no damage, zero damage. Held him down for two rounds.
Yeah.
And held him against the cage, threw zero punches, landed zero significant strikes, and zero takedowns in the fifth round, and still won the round. How does that happen?
Yeah, that one was a little crazy. Is it to beat the champ, you have to beat the champ?
He did beat him. He won.
And the judge didn't see it that way, so the judges wanted more. And I don't really know if the judges could have got more, because Gary did his best on the ground. He didn't get submitted. He fought off a lot of takedowns in a strange kind of, like, just in a strange way. It just, for me, what did it was like, I think it was the first round, he did this real stepping combo where he did a couple strikes and he threw the kick. That was the only time he threw it. But when he had that going, he actually had Makhachev going back. If he would have threw that combo late, now I don't understand, he had been scooped down and been slammed a few times by then. But if he would have threw that late, especially in that last round, he might have caught him, because Makhachev was fresh in the first. He was not good at that fresh in the fifth. And a move like that, striking like that, would have definitely sealed his fate. But he didn't choose to throw that. So I don't know if it was a coaching thing, if he outcoached himself, something happened. And maybe that's what the judges felt. What do you think?
I just think they should have fighters judging the fights. I don't think random dudes that have never fought in their life should judge fights.
You said random dudes.
What?
Random dudes.
What? Random ass dudes that have never fought in their life judging a fight.
Hell yeah!
Woo! I agree with that, Dan. You know, that's the same thing. It goes back to why fighters like ourselves should give you UFC advice. Why fighters? Because we just are in the ring. As an active fighter, I'm watching these strikes, and that's why I pulled up that combo. Go check the tape, people. You'll see the combo I did. It's so freaking fast, and Makhachev backsteps real fast. You hit him with that in the end, you sleep Makhachev. But he didn't, like I just said, and that unfortunately means Makhachev wins. But did Dern dominate Robertson?
Absolutely. Absolutely. She ragdolled her the whole fight.
Yeah. Yeah. And I could tell that, and we said this on the show last week. We just knew that once that buck got going on her, it was over. It was over, because she was going to grapple on her. She wasn't going to get her off. She's the thicker of the two, which allowed her to control more space. I feel that that's a big part, too. She was able to her, but she did.
Yeah, she's the better BJJ, you know, fighter. So, yes, this fight went to the ground a lot. It was won on the ground with Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and the better BJJ fighter won. I mean, that's exactly what happened.
There's levels. You know, it's the same thing. So I'm, you know, of course, I'm on my comeback story. I'm training really hard, trying to get the weight down back to where I'm more comfortable doing all that stuff. If you follow the Fight Club of Pain at the Bring the Pain Network, you would hear that often. And right now I'm working on cutting. Now, because I've lost a lot of my speed and gained a lot of weight, I have to do it more. And so my sensei goes, look, you're good for your division, but we need you to be faster. So I need to take these cuts faster. And so when, so if I step in and eventually into the black belt division, I'm stepping into a division of people who have been doing this and have worked themselves to this point, you know, I'm stepping into their ring. So I was, I'm Robertson when I make that color. I'm Robertson when I step into that ring. But one day I'm going to be the Dern, because that's what I strive to. And right now I'm the Dern of my division. And this shows why we talk about levels being a big part of the fight game, Dan.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I say it at least once a week. There's levels to this. There's levels to fighting. And that's why 90% of these dudes coming from Bellator or other promotions don't do very well.
Patchy Mix, that's a freaking cut at you, bro.
That's a shot. That's it. There's your warning shot. Bah!
Patchy Mix, anytime you want to come on and apologize for losing those two bets for us, you are more than welcome. Dan did not bet on you. He did not pick you either, though. So he will not. No. He will show you no remorse.
No, not at all, because I thought you sucked in Bellator, too.
Woo! Love it, man. All right, man. Everybody's here. They want to earn some fights. You got some free bets coming your way. A little bit of fun from last week. Believe me, there's a lot more fun coming on this episode. But let's get to it. Let's get to UFC Fight Night 25 in Sacramento, California. In this corner, we have Renia DeRida versus Roman Deleese. Dan, talk about it.
Wow, you held that Deleese for a long time, brother.
It felt good. It felt good. And I was surprised. I actually got it.
You held that for a long time. All right, man. I'm going to start with RDR. he's 21-4 and enters this fight on a two-fight losing skid. He's now moving up a weight class due to his weight-cutting issues in his last four fights. DeRidder brings elite grappling to this division and winning 13 career fights by submission. It's a real thing. With his improved striking and world-class BJJ, RDR's awkward style and ground dominance are keys to get past the power of Deleese. Deleese is 15-5 and also moving back up to light heavyweight. He's riding the same two-fight skid as RDR. This man brings legitimate one-punch knockout power. With 8 of his 15 wins ending by knockout, if he has the grit to stop takedown attempts and keep this standing even for a short amount of time, his KO power is a genuine threat to end this fight.
Woo! I do got to agree with that, man. You know, between the two, I got to give Deleese, and because he's comfortable in this weight division, I got to give Deleese the edge on that. He is an athletic body as well, too. His cage push to takedowns is insane. So he's going to need to work that, like another fighter that we're going to talk about as well, too. Now, that's the problem with RDR. We saw that sometimes he can work. He loves to work the knees, as we know with the Bo Nickel thing. We showed it on there right now, but he needs to overpower him. He needs to get him down on the ground and grapple, because and Deleese is no joke on the ground, Dan.
No, but Deleese also needs to stay away from the clinch, the cage pushes and the clinches. He needs to stay away from it because RDR is mean with that Muay Thai clinch and the knees up the middle.
I agree with that. And that's kind of what we're getting at right now, is because right now Deleese is looking forward to one of his actual positives playing into an actual positive of RDR. And RDR really has let us down. Like, this is a guy I feel could have been fighting for the title right now, and he's not. He's not because he quit on the stool, Dan.
he's had terrible, terrible weight cuts. He was cutting almost 40 pounds every time to get down to 185. 205 is a perfect weight class for him, but I just don't know if his stand-up is good enough at 205.
I agree with that. That's something that needs to be worked on, and something I will bring up a little later as well too, in a skit called "Things That Make Me a Jerk." Yeah, woo! Let's get to the numbers. I like that little preview stuff. Distance, no, -116. Knockout, +260. Love it. Hit it. Sub, +220. I don't know what you're doing. I'm putting a full unit on that. Maybe even two units. I probably have already three units. I just haven't counted them yet. Points, -120. Under 2.5 rounds is +110. What? Okay. Give me that. I'll take that. No third round, +132. Bring these up for a reason. Also, gone in 60 seconds. I've literally hit one of these on a card for like the last few cards that I've had, like at least one or two of them. So I'm hitting it. I'm doing it +1950. I am in the wheelhouse. Let's hit the delay side real quick. Moneyline, distance, no, +412. Knockout points, +360. I love that right there for Deleuze. If you play one thing for Deleuze, you could play that. Although Deleuze is live for a submission. Knockout sub, +500. Sub plus points, +550. Decision, no bet, +220. If you just play that, he goes distance, get your money back. If RDR wins, you don't. Knockout, +700. Sub, +1800. Yeah, I got 10% of a unit on that. Points, +850. Knockout, first and second round. He has to get after Rainier. If he does not, he's going to get derittered. And he's going to get derizzed because he's going to get slept. And that's what's going to happen. So he has to get him out of there. However, if he can somehow hang with RDR, beat him up, get RDR worried like he was in his last fight before he quit on the stool, that sub at +3,000 for the second and third round is hella worth that money putting on. So we'll throw 10% of a unit. Win in the third round or decision is +600. Let's hit this RDR side. Money line, distance, no, +137. Knockout, +600. Yep. Sub, +270. Yep. Points, +125. Just a little bit. Knockout, points, -135. That stupid song from the 80s came into my head. Just a little bit. A little bit more. Anyway, sub, points, -220. Knockout, sub, +150. Decision, no bet, -310. Love it. Knockout, second, third round, +1100. Sub, second, third round, +550. See how they did that there, people. Win first, second round, +220. Round two win, +650. What are the numbers telling you, Dan?
To me, it sounds like it's a pick'em, man. There's a lot of good bets on both sides.
There really is. There really is. There is really good ones. And, I mean, honestly, like, people, I give out all these bets. I do bet all these bets. I'm not going to lie. When I say that I bet almost 200 bets, it's because I bet all this because of what happened last week. And Dan and I didn't really weigh on that for a little bit. But a little check out real here. I know I've been all over X. I know Dan has heard it. But I had a bad feeling about last week. Real bad feeling. -700s, -1100s losing. So I was just like, you know what? Before the car started, because I had my Jedi senses going ding, 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 right? I put in that +7459 that covered the loss by Orbi and, of course, the Magniverse. Like, the Magniverse happening, I said it's possible +360 for a knockout sub for Magni. I played on that. The +1500 sub for Wells, played on that. And that's what ended up getting the job done. That won all the money. I said, hey, if this car can get right, it didn't. That's why we hit the numbers. And I'll explain that as well, too. Because later in the night, when Malik Abdul No Fleek got choked out by the soup can, Dustin Stolfus, I hit him +2200. I hit a +950. I hit a +750. I hit a +++. And it was on this show covered. And that is the only show in the world that did that. And I'm telling you that for a reason. That's why we do this system that works better than any of the others. Yeah. Okay. Back to RDR and Deleuze. RDR grabs his ass. He's going to whoop him up. Dan, who do you got? And by what method?
I think this is a close fight in the first round, but I think the grappling of RDR comes in handy in the second round. I got RDR winning by a third round submission.
Woo-wee. RDR. I thought you were going to go with the two there. So third round submission for RDR is plus 1,400. Let's get a unit on that, people, because I'm loving it. And as we've already said, I've got it covered already as well, too, with the RDR side. I've got the sub second, third round, plus 550. We got the win, 1-2, plus 550. If you want to learn how to play those plays effectively so that you win all the money that you need to win, then you need to head over to Dr. Roto and use code word 2026 and become our rich friend. Yeah. All right. Man, do we have a next one. We actually get a Meat Boy Challenge. We have a heavyweight fight. And we have, in this corner, we have Sergey Spivak versus Vito Patino. Dan, talk about it.
All right, I'm going to start with Spivak. He's 18-6 overall, but just 1-2 in his last three. He brings a dangerous ground game and is a legitimate threat if this hits the ground. Having 8 career wins by submission, I do not roll with this man. The combat sambo vet will look to close distance, use chain wrestling and clinches against the cage, try to gain control and suffocate Patrino. Patrino, he's 14-2 overall and has rattled off 3 in a row since moving up to heavyweight. He is an explosive power puncher that relies on physical dominance, raw power, and quick transitions. Look for him to avoid the clinch, fight at distance, mix in those dangerous leg kicks, and throw that overhand left that just knocks people out.
Woo! You know what's funny about this? So again, what I said, I was going to mention this earlier. Spivak's cage push to takedown is beautiful. I love it. And that's where he gets his subs, right?
That's what I just did. Yeah, that's why I said it. Yeah. Man,
he just gets it in. That's where he gets his grounded pounds. And that's where he locks people up. I mean, this man has locked people's legs and just abused them from behind.
Yeah.
Dan, he has the skills to do it, but he came in looking like he had a bowl of borscht. So that being said, what needs to work on the Patrino side, he needs to keep it in the middle, just like you said. He has to stay off of the cage. He cannot allow that to happen. He needs to use his hands. Dan, what about that?
He needs to use those. Keep it in the middle. Use those nasty leg kicks that he throws. He loves throwing those leg kicks. He beat people. He beats people the last three opponents' legs up before he won the fight. Throw those leg kicks and throw that 1-2. He always throws that right hook, left overhand combo, and it destroys people. Throw that combination. Throw the leg kicks. Keep it at distance.
I agree with that. I agree with that 100%, man. Let's hit these numbers real quick, and we'll get back into some of that fight theory. All right, let's get it. So this fighter's distance, no, negative 172. Knockout plus 135. Yeah, I'm going to hit 2 units. I could do 3. I probably already have 3. But 3 units on the knockout sub. Got to definitely throw at least a half a unit, 75% of a unit on that point. It's plus 125. That's not bad. Let's go ahead. Let's throw at least 10. Let's do 25% of a unit on that. Under 2.5 rounds is negative 128. The sport books right there say it's going under 2.5 rounds. Let's hit up to the Spivak side. Moneyline distance, no, plus 238. Knockout points, 200. Sub points, 200. Knockout sub, 270. Knockout, 600. Sub, 600. Points, 400. Decision, no bet. All you got to play is the decision, no bet, and just play the points for both fighters, and you'll have your Spivak side if you want to be safe, people. We don't want to be safe. Knockout, second, third round, plus 1,100. Sub, second, third round, plus 1,100. Win in the third round or by decision for Spivak is a plus 270. Patrino, money line, distance, no, plus 138. Knockout sub, plus 150. Knockout points, negative 120. Yeah, I'm dropping on that. That's me right there, right? We got sub points plus 200, knockout plus 220, sub plus 900, points plus 320, decision no bet, negative 174, knockout first, second round, 300. Patrino got to get this done. He cannot do what he did in these last couple fights where he's just letting people off. He needs to get in there and get it done. He is strong and powerful. He needs to follow up his 1-2 with a third punch, sir, and you can get a knockout. All right? Knocked out first, second round, plus three. Okay. Sub, second, third round, because he's probably plus 1,700. And a win in the first and second round, which includes both of those, is a plus 210. Dan, these numbers, what are these ones telling you?
To me, it sounds like they're leaning towards Petrino. I don't know why.
There's a lot of people that I have picked Spivak in their lineups and probably on Tapology. I think the late movement to Petrino is maybe people with, you know, saw the weigh-ins today and Petrino looked phenomenal as he always does.
Yeah.
For me, I feel that this is Petrino's fight to lose. And I think that that's what a lot of people think when they see this fight. And for that, that's why I think that a lot of the numbers are leaning towards the Petrino side, because they know Petrino's can go distance and they know Petrino can knock him out. He is a negative 150 right now, which isn't that much of a favorite, but that's pretty much what the sport books are telling us right now.
Yeah. But this fight reminds me almost like the Spivak Almeida fight, and Almeida knocked him out cold in the first round. Similar styles, similar builds. It reminds me of that fight.
Pardon me while I made that bet. I love it. I agree with you 100%. I have to jump on that bet as well, too. Round one knockout for Petrino is a plus 500. I love that number, man. But, Dan, who do you got and by what method?
I think it's going to go exactly how we said. I think Spivak's going to try to close the distance, try to grapple. I think Petrino is just too big and too strong. He keeps him off him, throws those leg kicks. I got Petrino by second round knockout.
Woo, second round. That's why I have first and second round knockout as well, too, because sometimes I get a little wild, but I got that first. Petrino's second round knockouts plus 800. Let's put some money on that as well, too. This money always comes back to us, people. Like I said, a lot of you out there in the UFC sphere, in the DFS sphere, the betting world may think I'm crazy, but there is actually a recipe to this madness, and that is why I'm the grand champion of the betting and DFS world. Yeah! That's what my song says. Ha ha! Woo! Yeah, I love this fight, too. I got Petrino winning. Knockout. Of course, safe. Knockout points. Negative 120, that was. That's definitely a good play. That's better than even the Petrino money line at negative 150. But regardless, this should be good. And Petrino, if he wins this, then I think it's time to maybe start looking at Petrino versus like a Waldo Cortez Acosta type kind of a Petrino towards versus Hockett. But I think Hockett's going to fight before that.
I'm saying Petrino versus a top eight guy. Top eight.
I agree with that 100%. Love it. Love it. But, man, you know what I love? I love main events. And I love main events that are covered and highlighted on the Fight Club of Pain. Ooh, yeah. Let's get to the main event. We've got in this corner, Anthony Fluffy Hernandez versus Gregory RoboCop Rodriguez. Dan, defend your fighter.
All right, man. You gave me Anthony Fluffy Hernandez. He's 8-1 in his last 9 fights and has only been slowed down by the champ Strickland in his last outing. A relentless, suffocating wrestler with great cardio to drown his opponents with forward pressure, grinding cage control, and he uses seamless transitions to search for submissions. The pace he keeps is his primary weapon. Fluffy forces chaotic and exhausting pace when he's able to control the tempo of a fight. His stand-up got a lot better. Also, he throws that jab to get in deep. Just watch for Fluffy, man. He's good.
Let's talk about the man that wants to protect and serve. Anytime there's trouble, Ed 209 shows up. And Ed 209 is in the ring in the form of Fluffy Hernandez. And RoboCop Rodriguez looks to knock him out. Born in Puerto Rico, Redonia. He's fighting out of Deerfield Beach, Florida. He comes from the Kill Cliff Fight Club. We're talking about a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu under Henrique Machado, where he is an 8-time champion and has gone on to better and bigger things than that. He is 19-6. We got 12 knockouts, 3 subs, 4 decisions. He has been knocked out 4 times, and he has been decided against twice. He has won Fight of the Night 3 times. He has won Performance of the Night 3 times. And right now, he stands tied 4th in knockouts in this division at 7. My client looks to punish and keep everything going up the middle. He wants to brutalize your client's body. Make him fold like Sean did last time. Make him suffer and finish the guy out. My client also has to keep this at a range distance. He has to respect your client Fluffy's grappling ability. Although a black belt, as I said, in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu himself, with submission wins himself, RoboCop is best on his feet to protect and serve. So there's no trouble. Dan, let's talk about this fight.
I love everything you said about RoboCop in that, but a BJJ black belt is rarely a good wrestler.
Yeah.
He's good when it hits the ground. He's not good defending takedowns. He's not good defending against position. He always throws himself into position so he could go into his guard. That being said, Fluffy is a wrestler turned BJJ black belt. So Fluffy chases the transitions and the submission attempts. The thing I'm worried about RoboCop is his gas tank. Can he last with the pace that Fluffy brings?
That's a big problem right there, man. And I agree with you that Hernandez's clear key is grappling. He needs to, like you said, his striking looks good, but out of the two, I'm going to give striking to RoboCop. But we know that Fluffy's definitely going to get this to the ground at some point. When that happens, I don't think Rodriguez is getting up. He's had problems getting up in the past as well, too. And it's crazy because he's so powerful looking. But it's like he's stiff. And I think that stiffness in Fluffy's chaos that you said he talks about is the key to Fluffy winning this matchup.
I agree. And what you're talking about, his stiffness, it's his athletic ability. He does not have the athletic ability of Fluffy Hernandez.
No, he does not. Let's hit these numbers real quick. Let's see what they tell us, because they're definitely going to tell us something. A distance, no, -370. Yep, going under. Knockout, -110. Yep, playing it. Sub, +220, playing it. Points, +250. Got to hedge yourself, people. Talked about that. Under 2.5 rounds, -122. Round one win is a +220. That is highly possible in this fight, and it gives it to no fourth round, because I was looking at the rounds. 5 is nice. 5 is a -260. No fourth round's a -166. That's like almost solid, Dan. Dan, before we move on with the numbers, that number right there, dude, tell me about that. Like,
I would definitely take that. I would take the no fourth round, because RoboCop wants to prove that he belongs in the elite category, and Fluffy wants to prove that losing to Strickland was a fluke. So I don't think this goes distance.
So to match that -166, fight ends in the first, second, or third round is also a -166.
That's
crazy.
You're
playing both these bets. I know. Just make it -666. That's what FanDuel really wants to do. Because FanDuel loves it when I mention their name. FanDuel, hello. I know, I love you too. I love DraftKings too, though. And DraftKings DFS, Snake Draft is the shit. You people need to play that. Let's get to Hernandez. Moneyline, distance, no, -104. Decision, no bet, -174. Oh, why? You can give me that? Okay. All right, cool. Thanks. Knockouts up, +100. Good. Knockout points, +145. It's cool. You can have one on there. Sub points, +130, 75%. Knockout, +310. Let's hit it. Sub, +270. Hit it. Points, +470. Quarter, 25 to 50%, 30%, whatever feels good to you. Knockout, second to third, fourth round is a plus 600 sub. Second to third or fourth round is a plus 550. A win in the first, second, and third is a plus 160. And a win in the fourth, fifth, or by decision is a plus 240. Those at the end, you need to just put down in the 25% so that you cover all of the aggression you're taking up front. Let's hit some Rodriguez numbers. Moneyline, distance no, plus 180. That's it right there. Just play that. With the decision no bet, plus 136. If you play one bet on that side, just play that man's 136. But you'll be missing out. Knockouts up, plus 200. Knockout points, plus 160. That's his best line of bet right there. That's another bet. So play decision no bet. Knockout points, negative 160. You'll get all the money. Sub points, plus 550. Knockout, plus 240. Love it. Sub, plus 1800. I'm crazy, 10%. Points, 850, plus 850. Love it too. Thrown in. Knockout in the first, second, or third round for RoboCop is a plus 310. And a win in the first, second, or third round is a plus 250. If you can tell by my numbers, I hedged myself late with Hernandez, but all my other numbers are finishing under three rounds. What are the numbers telling you, Dan?
To me, it sounds like the knockout is going towards RoboCop and the submission points is going towards Fluffy.
Yep. You know, they have a bet for that. They got Hernandez submission and RoboCop knockout. So if that's what you want to play, then that's what you do. They do got this Hernandez knockout Gregory Rodriguez submission, but you know, just find that bet and play it. If you can't find it, whatever, you got all these other bets. But for me, this is a good fight because both of these guys, like you said earlier, and I wanted to fly back to that, is that they really do have something to prove. Rodriguez says he wants to say, I'm here. He doesn't want a seventh loss. He doesn't want these losses and winning and losing. And Fluffy was trying, because a lot of people thought it was going to be Hernandez versus Chimaev. They did not think Sean Strickland was going to win that fight. And we both picked Strickland. And go back, and let's go back to that fight. Why did we pick Strickland, Dan?
I picked Strickland because Strickland has just as good of a gas tank as Fluffy. So I did not think he was going to get worn out by Hernandez's shots, and he just beat they were looking to fight Chimaev. So I picked Strickland because one, I'm a fan, and two, equal gas tanks and better stand up.
Yeah. And I think we go back to that. That's why we hit the plus 1800 and then the plus, I think, 2400 on the knockout with Strickland, is because we kind of felt that Strickland was going to piece him up. Well, we felt that Strickland's experience also would negate Fluffy's takedowns, and it did. And then when it got on the ground, this ain't no joke. People, you take this, this is why I said this, and I've said this multiple times, both in my articles and stuff. You take what Strickland did against Hernandez, and you take what Strickland did against Chimaev, and that means Strickland had been working on his ground game completely, because he actually dominated Chimaev on the ground, Dan.
Yeah, I mean, he's a complete fighter. And everybody hates the way he talks and, you know, hates his political views because he doesn't shut up about them. But yeah, he's a complete fighter.
I agree with that. And he's a fighter that actually does his job and learns how to defend things. He's a fighter that knows how to finish Mansur Abdul Nofleek. He's a fighter that knows how to finish my titty bick Orobai. What is your problem? This is the problem that people have. They're just they're wussies, bro. They don't know how to finish. And it's like, what are you? Are you in bio school? Or are you in a freaking octagon getting your head smacked around? And each one of those people got their head smacked around in the end. And that's why you finish your opponent. If you don't finish your opponent, I don't got nothing for you, bro. That's why you be losing. All of them. That's the only thing. Dan, who you got and by what method?
I think this goes exactly how we said. I think Rodriguez puts up a great fight, and I think he wins exchanges. I do. I think he might even rock. I think he might even rock Fluffy early, but I think Fluffy's pace and his cage control and his transitions win this fight. I got Fluffy winning by third round submission.
Third round submission. Let's get that number for you people. We got third round submission for Fluffy Hernandez at 1300. I absolutely love that number, because honestly, at 13, it's a good number, right? 1300, it's the third round that I've continuously spoke about for both fighters and said no fourth round. Again, we hedged you. We got 4-5 or by decision by Fluffy. We're getting a posit on that, people. You just play that little bit right there. Take Dan's 1300. Play the, if you want to be safe, win 1-2-3 on the Fluffy side, getting you some positives. Then go the 4-5-6 in distance, and you have yourself a nice drink. Throw the RoboCop 136. Decision, no bet. And they're covered all over the places. And it's like, it's almost like, again, going back to last week, it's like State Farm. We got you covered. You know, we'll keep you covered from disaster. Is it State Farm with the disaster guy?
Yeah, no. Or is that Allstate? I don't know. It might be Allstate. I think it's Allstate. As soon as you said insurance, all I thought was Liberty Bibbity. But
Liberty. That's because of wrestling.
Yeah, Liberty Bibbity.
So. Liberty Bibbity. All right. I like that too. I'm also taking Hernandez knockout submission being +100, I think. We'll go look at it right now, just so everybody has it up to date. Knockout submission now is -110. That's why you get over to drroto.com and use code 2026 and get my information, or get in there and ask me a question, because I have this bet. When it's a +100. So, like I said, I agree with you. We got it. So we both got RDR, we both got Petrino, and we both got Hernandez this week. But I do.
It doesn't happen very often.
No, it doesn't happen, man. But, you know, for me, I look at it, I take a step back, and I'm like, all right, I like this. You know, I like it when we get that, but this just shows that we're dialed in. We both know that these things are going to happen. You got the late finish. We gave out the late numbers for RDR. We also gave out the knockout numbers for Petrino, and we also just explained why Hernandez is a complete package. And the numbers are really good for this fight. This card doesn't have a lot of good numbers, and it was hard to really – like, I did the 5-tastic picks, and that actually worked out really well. So you'll get that tomorrow behind the paywall at Dr. Roto. But as well, when you get the Parlay of Pain, the soup can of the week, and you get the Sheriff's Corral, which is coming up right now, back to a 3-leg for this week, you know, you get that. Those are things that are going to hit. I mean, just last week, I mean, I took a lot of 3-2s, but the Sheriff's Corral went 3-1 on the round robin, returned positive money, 160% of investment. So again, people, we give you the bets that hit, the +2200, the +7450. And then we also show you how to hedge with the round robin and make money so that you have a residual income coming in. So that's the best part about it, man. And that's what I love what we do on this show, Dan.
Yeah, and you said something about the soup can. I did the math. I went back over everything. I was, 15 in a row?
Yeah.
Yeah, you okay. were. And then I just lost last week. But let's go back to 30. 27-3
27-3 Do you hear that, people? 27-3 Go run that in your little calculators and your little math thing that everybody loves so much. And that is why fighters telling you fight theory and giving you bets is better than anything else that you'll get on this internet, on the X, on the YouTube, anywhere in this world. It's here in the Fight Club of Pain. And all y'all stay silent. Y'all scared. We do the talking for you, apparently. But you don't have to be scared. You can come in, right? Maybe Friday night, everybody's sipping beers with us. And there it goes again.
Oh, man.
Hold on. Watch.
Fumble. Fumble.
That's because the wife put it up. I know everybody gets to just laugh. I mean, I got my background's nice, but you know, whatever. I try to at least promote, but whatever. I don't even care right now at this point. All right, Dan, let's get to it. While we get to this, let's do the Shares Corral. It's a three-leg parlay. And what are we agreeing on here? We got RDR by submission. So are we just doing are we doing no distance at -116?
We could.
I like that. I can't believe that's actually like that. All right. Spivak Petrino, does it go under? -180?
I believe it does. I believe it goes under. You believe it goes under?
So do you want to take Petrino knockout points, -125? Or do you feel that maybe going in with the 180 for no distance would be? Because we both like Petrino knockout.
That's up to you, man. It's up to you. You're the numbers guy.
Let's do Petrino. Let's just eat it up. Let's eat it up. Let's get a better number. All right, let's do that. Boom. All right. Right now, we are at a +235 to the main event. We both have Hernandez winning, and you have third round sub. I have the knockout and sub for Hernandez is a -110. Let's go to distance, -430. I like the Hernandez knockout submission, -110.
Cool.
I'm playing that. Three-leg parlay +539, people. That's how you do it. That's how you do it. So we got the no distance. We got knockout and points for Petrino. No distance, of course, the RDR fight. Thanks for the numbers, FanDuel. We love you. And then, of course, we got knockout and submission for Hernandez, giving you the +539 for that. But I'm gonna hit this up real quick, and I'm gonna actually fix my background. There we go. That's better. Anyway, let's get to it. Things that make me a giant. Dan Thomas. Let's read this right here. I told myself I would continue to do this until I took Jillian as far as she could go. I think that might be as far as she could go. And I'm officially retiring from cornering the fighters. I'm doing the Mets here. I'm no longer cornering fighters. Dan, he has since come back and said that he probably shouldn't have said that. Robertson looked broken about it because she just had her coach tell her she sucked. And that's as far as she's going to go, losing to a champ, which pretty much decimates you as a fighter. How did you feel about this first reading that account?
This made me hate Dan Thomas even more. I always thought he was an idiot, but now he might be one of the worst people ever. My trainer, he would never do that. When I did lose a fight, he would tell everybody, you know, we know the weaknesses now. We could come back stronger. We'll get them next time. So as a corner man, as a head coach, you said, I only take you as far as you could go, and this is as far as you could go. That means he never believed that she could be champ.
That's right.
Ever. That's right. He never believed it. So why corner someone and accept their money?
Yeah. And you gotta think, like, what happens now? What if she goes and she gets decimated next fight? This is something fighters that, and she just got ragdolled by Dern, right? Now she's gotta go back. She doesn't have her support there. She thought somebody that was in it for her was doing that, and he's not, man. And my coach, go on.
My thing is, she needs a different camp. If she goes to a camp that will teach her the basics of stand-up, of stand-up in MMA, she will be a world-class fighter. She already is a world-class fighter, but she will be even better than she is. And she might be able to get Mackenzie Dern off of her if she had a better coach than Dan Thomas.
I agree with that as well, too. I will say that I saw a slight improvement in her stand-up game, but it wasn't the level where she needed to get to where she could have beat Dern. And of course, Dern still took her down and got her to the ground. But that does go back to coaching. That's what my sensei says all the time. You know, he goes, if you fail as a fighter, I feel I failed you as a coach or a sensei. Exactly. That I didn't make you right. And for me, when you see something like that and you say these comments, Din Thomas, you know, it's just like a drunk comment. You know, you're saying what you really meant on your mind. You were mad and you said what was down in your heart. You didn't believe in your fighter, but my sensei does, and your coach did too, Dan.
Yeah. My coach was amazing. I mean, all my coaches were, but what he did on a national stage, on a national level, was
on a post show too. Yeah.
Was despicable. That man should never work for the UFC again. They shouldn't have him on commentary. They shouldn't have him interviewing fighters. They should be done with him because the guy's just a bum. The guy's a bum.
Yeah, that's I agree with that. I mean, you don't need that. You could clearly tell that Din Thomas was in this for his own personal gain. And that we got a comment right now, Dern Makhachev, champion, winch, watch out for it. Hey, Rogue Strummer. I love that. I love the Medeiros mark out. Stay tuned. Because I got something for you on that. But yeah, that to me overall, that was just distasteful. I don't want to see something like that. When you're in a war, you can say things, but you don't say things like that. You got to say things like, you know, we'll get it back next time or something like that. I know that's cliche. You know, I'm not saying that you can't get – I get yelled at all the time. But my coach goes and argues for me as well, too, even when I'm getting yelled at, because he knows that I'm just operating at the pace we set and not the pace that sometimes the tournament is looking for.
Yeah, so, I've been there when it happened.
Yeah, it's – like we've said before, it's completely hilarious, but it shows that he's controlling the tournament. He's making sure he's going good, but he's also controlling his fighter. And he's always there. Like, it's always back to the lab. No matter how great we do, it's always back to the lab. There's nothing ever not spoken of. And that's what separates TKO from a lot of other karate owners. That's why we have world champions in our dojo, because we put that extra work in and we have somebody that believes in us. And maybe if Din Thomas actually believed in Robertson and actually made her work on the things that she might have needed to beat Dern, she might have beat Dern. So a little bit of falls on him. And now that he said, I'm sorry, yeah, whatever, dude, but you still look like a dick. And that makes you a jerk. Woo! All right, buddy. Well, you know, there's a certain time of the week, and it's a certain thing. I'm a little hungry. And I'm a little ready for the soup cup of the week.
Live from the Fight Club of Pain.
Let's get up.
It's your host, Chef Dan. Welcome to the segment everybody loves. We call this the soup can. Soup can. Where the worst fighters in the world get served. And we still cash out every single night. Step in the club like slow crowd chatter. I'm ringside laughing because these hands don't matter. They shadow box air, miss jabs on the cam. Every swing is a meme, every punch is a scam. They hitting like pills, we bet on the...
Woo! The floor is yours, my brother. Serve a soup.
All right, my soup can of the week is Elise Reed. She has gone 4-5 inside the octagon in her UFC career, but in those 9 fights, she's either been knocked out or submitted 5 times. All 4 of her wins have been decisions. No finishing ability, and being finished sums up her career. I expect the same this week, with Reed losing to Dyer by knockout.
Woo-wee! I love it. And yes, I have Dyer by knockout. And I mean, you got knocked out. I mean, we're going to hear this name again. It's just something. It's just like we were talking with the other guy like that. But yeah, Elise Reed's going to get ran through. And I love that that's the first part of the match. Woo! Chevelle Dyer. And we got Rogue Strummer. I got Chanel Dyer by knockout. 115. Already bet it. you got to hit it, because we all know, just like the fluffy knockout sub being a plus 110 now, or plus 100, whatever I said it was earlier, it's a negative 110 now. That's like 20 cent swing or a dollar swing or a $20 swing for a lot of people. Yeah, I don't think she goes that long either. So like a round three would be something to look at as well too, as like a combo bet. So if we get to the round, no round three to start, it's negative 118 too. So it's literally just all over the sauce. And as of right now, of course, the double chance, the knockout, well, we'll say it. It's actually better than what I'm going to say. It's a negative 165, but I love that, man. And I love it with you. It's great to see you come through and throw some chats at us, Rogue Strummer. We love those things, man. That's what we do here. You know something else we do? We talk about DFS lineups and rankings. We got the rankings this week. I promised somebody out there. I promised our guy, Rogue Strummer, that we're going to talk about somebody. Let's get to it right now. My DFS rankings this week are pretty simple. Wendt, Barbosa. I love Petrino. He's mid-priced, 8,500. You're going to need that. But Medeiros is perfect. He can easily go the distance with Mason Jones. Mason Jones, who I thought has actually gotten smaller recently, has shown he hasn't had any knockout power and hasn't been really concerned with trying to take anything down to the ground for a ground and pound. So Mason Jones just wants the box. Medeiros is a great fighter as well, too. He can go the distance. At 7,200 on DraftKings, Medeiros could be the key to your DFS slate this week. Also, this was my early Tuesday lineup before anything else happens. I, of course, went big. I got Medeiros, Barbosa, Wendt, had to pay up for Rodriguez, Petrino, and Chaves. Chaves is most likely going to get ran through by Carly Gervais. But if for some reason Yuzla Chaves can bring it together and win this fight, nobody's going to be on her. She's 6,800 on DraftKings. Now, that's more of a crazy GPP lineup. It's not as safe as I normally play for you guys. For those lineups, you'll have to get to the subs-only Discord at Dr. Roto. Use the code word 2026. How do you feel about that lineup, Dan?
I love it, and I love what Rogue Strummer said also, because Medeiros is going to be he's a stud, man. I think he's going to win that fight, and I think he's going to score your points on your DFS lineup also.
Yeah, at a plus 235 right now, that's a great number. And they do, like, it's funny because his sub in the second and third round is a plus 7,500. It's like, oh, my man, I just sometimes love throwing a dollar on that stuff just to see what happens. But, Medeiros, the knockouts, plus 1,000 first and second, plus 1,300 second and third round. We don't think this is going to happen, people. And because of that, you can hedge yourself with that. But at the same time, if Medeiros goes the distance, Medeiros can outwork Jones. And right now, as we said, they got a negative. They have Jones for most significant strikes at negative 255. That could be possible. But as long as Medeiros goes the distance for DFS, that's what we need. Let's see what our guys, Rogue Strummer, said. I'll tell you why I don't like Petrino. Spivak's chin and fight IQ is decent, in my opinion. He's durable enough to avoid the finish from Petrino. He's bigger than Petrino. I see him cage pushing. If you weren't in the show when we were talking about that, we said that was a huge thing. Spivak has to do the cage push to takedown. If he does that, he has a chance to finish Petrino.
He has to use his combat sambo. He has to cage push. He has to clinch. If he does not, he's going to eat a lot of leg kicks from Petrino, and he's going to catch that overhand left. He drops his right hand all the time if you watch, and he's susceptible to left hands. So that's why I picked Petrino.
Yeah. And so, and since, Rogue Strummer, so we use the fight theory in finding the finishes, and that's what's really worked well for us and the show for a very long time. So that's why, well, both of us do have Petrino knockout points. But like I said, if you were in the show earlier, we also have money on Spivak. We have the no distance on this. We, it's kind of the, when we cover, when I, You know, when we do this for the show, we make sure that we bring out both of the sides that can win, and we make sure that we have money on that. Because just like we saw with Dustin Stolfus last night, we both had Mansoor Abdul Malik winning that fight. But because we covered that fight, I was able to hit the plus 2200 from Dustin Stolfus in the submission. And then I was also able to hit a second, third round submission at plus 950. Submission for the fight, which was, I think, a plus 950. And, you know, so on and so forth. So that's what we try to do. And this goes to everybody. This is just kind of a teaching method. That's why we play these. Some people might say it's crazy. Yeah, I agree with that too. Stolfus was really impressive. He was punching that man in the face, bro.
Stolfus broke my heart.
You wanted to be 16, Dan. You wanted to
Yeah, I wanted to be the never seen 16.
I will agree with him, though. I was getting really worried, but we knew that Stolfus had that volume coming towards Mansoor. But and what was happening is Mansoor was using the overhand to power through it.
Yeah.
But there was no follow up. There was just no follow up combinations, people. Damn, we talk about this all the time.
That's the most impressive that Stolfus has looked in a long time, Mm-hmm. And maybe he's found himself, and I hope he has, because I'm a fan of the way he fought in this last fight. Hopefully he continues to fight like that.
Well, speaking of people that need to find themselves, Andre Pulev is going to need to find himself because he's going to get hit by our boy Damien Pinas. Go knock that boy out. Take that bet early if you can. Definitely. All right. It's that time of the day, people. It's time to get crazy. But how can you get crazy with a card full of plus 700s again? A card full of no distance, negative 460. Well, sometimes you got to dig. And it's time for the parlay of pain. Ooh, yeah. Woo. Woo! Let's get to the parlay of pain. Five legs. We're going to do this round robin style. That's how the parlay of pain is to be built. First leg, Dyer, knockout sub. Told you going to say your name. 165 now. I had a 170. We'll go off of what my card says. Negative 170. Second leg, let's roll it. Round one or two knockout by wins. Is negative 260. Parlayed together is a plus 119. If you go get that number now, you're probably going to get a plus 126 or a 130. That's how you start the fight. That's how you win money. And that double leg parlay will be part of your round robin if you play it correctly and you listen to me. But if you only play a two leg parlay, play that parlay. You'll make money. Third leg, Larry and Douglas, knockout sub, negative 220, brings the parlay of pain up to a plus 219. Carly Janice, no distance, negative 108. I love that negative 108 on the Carly Janice side. Let's flip it to the fifth leg, bar post and knockout, first, second round. It was so hard finding numbers for this fight. First, second round knockout is a negative 320. That's, of course, safe. Brings a parlay of pain up to a plus 708, one of the weaker parlay of pains. Dan, what do you think about it?
I don't mind it. I don't mind it. You call it weak. I actually call this parlay of pain smart.
Yeah. And that's why it's smart, because I try to build it for the round robin, not for the big payout.
Yeah.
That's what you do there.
Yeah. That's how you build most of them now with the parlay of pain. You always go towards that round robin. Because if you don't, because you go 4-1 a lot,
yeah,
4-1 is like your record every week, man. But if you don't round robin it, then you don't cash out.
No, you don't. But a 4-1 round robin pays just as almost as well as a five leg round robin.
Exactly.
So that's what we do. So, you know, you look at the plus 7 or 8, it's not bad. I like it though. I like it. That is a coin flip. It is. It's a weak spot, but that's why it's the negative 108. I actually, Judice's knockout and sub, I want to say, was a plus or negative 260 or negative 360. Let's see what they got for that right now, because that was actually where I wanted to go. I wanted the knockout and points, but it was so terrible. Yeah, knockout and points, negative 380. Just weren't going to make money. So I'm taking action on both fighters so that I kind of do it. But yeah, that's why I put that in there. So, but also on the lighter note, I also had to defend some of my other fights for the Fivetastic Picks, because Rogue Strummer. So Dan and I cover the three fights. The Fivetastic Picks are never going to cover these three fights on the show because I separate it up. I say it every time. It's like ingredients. You have to kind of, you got to put it all together, and that makes the sauce in the end. So for me, that's my sauce. So you have to have the Fight Club of Pain. You have to have the behind the paywall, the Fivetastic Picks, which is a written article and gives you everything and DFS prices in place. And then, of course, you got to get the Subs Only Discord. Everything at Subs Only Discord, I put my five-leg parlays, the Fivetastics five-leg parlay, which include other fights that we've not mentioned in this, of course. And then, of course, you get the Parlay of Pain. And then you get the long shot, which is what people would really want. Fivetastics long shot. That's behind the paywall in the Subs Only Discord at Dr. Roto. So
And the soup can used to be behind there, but we just moved it to the show.
It was more fun when we moved it. And we gave it a great rap song.
I absolutely love it.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you can start with this. Hey. Sky record 0-10. Punch like a breeze, get rocked by the wind. He talk real tough on the gram. All caps, but tap out quick when he's. Look at this guy. So for me, that's the key, and that's the sauce to this. Is that's how we present the show. So, and I do want to thank you. You definitely are a new watcher, and I'm happy that you came in and that you actually said stuff, because we like when people talk, because we want to talk fights. We're wild up on here. You seem like our kind of guy, Rogue. Love it. Making me think of Star Wars too, man. Dan, you know what I'm talking about?
No. It reminds me of the X-Men. I'm more of a Marvel dork.
So I saw that when I first Rogue Strummer, I thought Rogue Squadron. So, you know, that was my first thing, and you went X-Men. So it makes sense.
But it might be he's just a Rogue Strummer on the guitar. He just plays what the fuck he wants. Oh, sorry.
I didn't mean to swear.
That's all right.
The cover is if he's a rogue strummer, does he gent? And the new Lanterns show is lit. Oh, okay.
I'm a Marvel nerd. I don't really pay attention to DC.
Oh yeah. I'm a Constantine kind of guy. Yes, I do play the car and some stuff. So there we go. He shows up with his cloak on like he's a Assassin's Creed, like he whips out the guitar.
Yeah, just kind of like we can call him Desperado from now on. You remember Desperado? He had the guitar, guitar case full of weapons.
yeah. Antonio Banderas. Oh yeah, and that guy had a great time, didn't he? That was a good movie though. I really like that movie. I get Marvel and DC. It's my fault. I'm only half nerd in here.
Oh, no worries, bro. I'm full nerd.
I play video games. We get crazy. So let's saddle up Cowboy ending thoughts. Today we talked about what was cooking. We talked about the crazy upsets from UFC 330, everything from cashing out, hedging while watching the rest of the UFC betting world go up in flames. We talked about fight one. We both took RDR, fight the co-main event. We both took Petrino. Main event, we both took Hernandez. Of course, all the bets were given for those. We also, the Sheriff's Corral, it was read through. And the soup can of the week is Elise Reed. So you want to make sure that you get over to Dr. Roto. Check out the Parlay of Pain. We just said that. If you go back, you'll be all the timestamps will be in that. But man, dude, next week we get UFC Fight Night in Pudong. We get Nurmagomedov versus Song. Dude, now that is a main event.
Yeah, that's going to be a banger, man. But Song Yadong, he's great, but he's always been less than against these top-level guys. I'm hoping that he turns the page.
I hope he does, but going up against Ivar is probably the worst decision for him. Again, we were talking about Nurmagomedov's last fight. You know, when he's – who'd he smoke? He smoked who'd he smoke?
He smokes everybody. These guys are nuts. They go in there and just ragdoll people.
Yeah, he ragdolled. I want to say it was like Eddie Salado. Anyway, who cares? I can't think about it. I need more beer to think about these things. But definitely, he forgot too. Because it's been a while since he's fought. So it's like, dang. And with me, I have to, because I cover football, tennis, MLB. DFS experts, we tend to have a forget last week. So then I just kind of move on. So I don't really. His fights aren't memorable. No, they're just like Makhachev's.
He ragdolled Figueiredo for three rounds and got a decision.
That's right. It was Figueiredo.
He just threw him around for three rounds and got a decision. In bantamweight, how many people have finished Figueiredo at this point? I don't get it. Just finish him.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you got to do, man. But I want to say thank you to everybody watching this. Remember to like, share, follow, retweet, you know, talk to us. Even after the stream is off, we'll still answer you. Get over to Dr. Ritter, or just get to our X. Talk to us on the X, or get over to the Facebook, the Bring the Pain Facebook. Follow, like, and share that as well, too. That's where a lot of our content is, and that's where you can find us.
You find him on the X. I'm right underneath it, so you'll find me.
You'll link it together, man. But Dan, I want to say thank you for taking time out. You know, the girls are having a great time at the baseball game here, the Erie Seawolves right now. So I got to go get them real soon. So you your wife? Are you guys going out?
Hell no, man. I'm going to sit here. I'm going to watch the Steeler game. I have it recording because I missed most of it. I'm going to watch the Steeler game because I want to watch Drew Aller and Will Howard. I want to see what we got. And then we're probably going to watch SmackDown after that, so we're not going anywhere.
Yeah, SmackDown's already in there. The wife's got it. She's a wrestling wife. So, I want to say thank you, too, to Rogue Strummer coming through. Great show, guys. Appreciate y'all. Good luck on the card for sure. Let's all win some money. That's what it's about. That's what we care about. We're just trying to talk fights, Dan, and trying to just give people a different angle to help them win money. And us win money, too.
I agree.
All right, everybody, have a great day, and always remember to bring the pain. Ooh, yeah.
Yo, everybody, it's your vibe. So let's get to it.
Stopping by the office. Bring the pain. Subscribing to the channel and checking out DrRoto.com. Until the next visit, be well and take care.